listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table. Last session at the Nasty Table.
He's opening up great flintlock pistols packaged in hay. Puts a sack of coins on the table. That's for you.
Got some capable individuals in front of you.
Big barrel I got just needs to be dropped off.
I think we're doing something really bad.
We just were when we did his delivery. We might need to lay low for a little while.
Yeah, maybe.
I can't do that. Not for that man. So I'll sit here and I'll eat my his meatloaf.
You guys are able to lift the barrel up. Put it down in front of the door.
Hightail it out, moving quick.
And stop by tomorrow, mid-afternoon, say maybe after lunch, and we can talk more. Sleep well. Be at peace.
Yep.
So, let me get a recap of the last session. I think I'm giving a little too much credit to Keen Mind. Do you think I should? Do you think I'm giving too much credit to Keen Mind?
No. Wait, did I recognize the guy?
Well, I don't know. It's just a thought that I've been having about the actual usage of Keen Mind.
I mean, we all saw him up on a stage. Like,
yes, 100%.
Like, what would that role have been if somebody else saw him?
It would have. I would have just given it to him. I'm not using this example.
Okay.
You happened to roll the highest perception check there, and you were the one who saw it. But my question is, for Levi as a character, what is Keen Mind? How does that make itself prominent in his personality and his mannerisms, I suppose, is my question.
I don't think it's like a... He's gonna... I mean, obviously using it like that, like memorizing everything is... It's a little much to do for a character. It's not like he's going to read a book and remember every single line of it. Like, I feel like
well, that's what Keen Mind does.
Yeah, I know. But if you're talking like what I would expect the character, it's little tics, things that people do, mannerisms of people. I'm like, that guy was lying.
I remember
you were 2 weeks ago because he said this sentence a little bit differently this time.
Yeah, okay. All right. So kind of like countering any kind of charlatanisms or...
Yeah, but picking up. And two, yeah, picking up on all those different, like, little things. Like, things that you think people wouldn't remember.
You were
just, like, throwaway lines and shit like that.
You were tapping your foot when you lied to me the other day, and now you're tapping your foot again type thing?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or you mentioned your third cousin's ex-wife was named Tammy, and she's really Terry.
I will... So here's the thing, from a DM standpoint, should I just jump in and just be like, oh, you remember with Keen Mind that he said something different, you think?
I think you could hint at it more than anything. And you'd be like if I roll, you'd be like, that, from what you remember, that seems off.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Kind of like assisting an insight check type thing. Okay. Yeah.
And I mean, I think that's what the map too, like, instead of just, I remember it forever. Like, he was writing it down. He was sketching down from memory to try to put it down.
And because I don't want it to be a thing where I'm constantly telling you Keen Mind stuff, and I also don't want it to be a thing where you're constantly asking me if it falls under Keen Mind, so to strike a balance there is kind of a thing.
Do you think that I've been doing that?
No, not at all. Not at all. But I think if I pull back, you would start doing that, and I think that would bog it down too. If you're like, do I remember anything with Keen Mind, hey, with Keen Mind, does that make sense, blah blah blah. I don't want that. But on the flip side, I also don't want to be like, with Keen Mind, you remember that he's telling the truth in what he's saying here, he did say that yesterday. Oh, with Keen Mind, you know, you remember that, yes, it was 3 bananas that Rook bought at the store, you know, it's shit like that, you know.
Yeah,
I don't want to do it for everything.
No, but unless I'm like directly asked, like I do roll an insight check on that, like, if 3 bananas did happen to matter, like, if it was important.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. It might not be a terrorism. We're assuming that it's a terrorism.
He's not subtle.
And assumptions make an ass out of you and me. Maybe they just wanted something flammable for something constructive. Blast mining is a thing. you know, we can't get caught in these assumptions. They're
nah, we can assume it was something illegal because we saw that they had guns.
He kept he continuously said, "Don't get caught with this barrel."
Yeah, we can.
He continuously said that.
Well, because he didn't want to get taxed on it. He didn't want
to.
Yeah, you made a deal with him.
I did make a deal with him.
A future deal.
So we would come back, and I want one of those firearms you got there.
Yep. So, after an eventful night, the three of you, Honto, Kree, and Levi, return to collect Rook. Rook, left to your own devices for about 45 minutes, you've been sitting in Chain Restaurant, trying to enjoy a meal. Around you, the staff, which you're slowly realizing is mostly comprised of warforged, robotic automatons made of wood and metal, just milling about. Your waiter, a warforged wearing a striped shirt and green apron, approaches you, looks you over for a moment, and speaks.
Apologies, sir. I can't help but notice that you seem perturbed. Was the Guinness meatloaf not to your liking?
Oh, no. Meatloaf was great. I just, you know, got a lot, you know, on my plate.
Well, I looked down at my plate.
Seems as though you've finished most of it. Is there anything that I can do to enhance your experience at Chain Restaurant?
Do you have any coffee?
Unfortunately not.
No, it's okay. I'm just waiting for people.
Well, I hope you enjoy your experience at Chain Restaurant. If you need anything, I'll be right over there.
Okay, thank you.
And he kind of like shuffles backwards and turns around, walks out. Probably at about this point, Levi, Honto, and Kree, you guys approach the front door of Chain Restaurant.
We got the gold. How did we split that? I forget.
Sorry. I don't think it was specified.
Did we specify who took the gold?
I believe it was either Honto or Levi.
Okay.
I would be willing to guess Honto. And I'm just going to say Honto.
Yeah, okay. I just wrote plus 10 gold. I didn't say who took it, but I'll take it.
Okay. So before we walk in, I say, do we want to give some to him?
It's up to you guys. I don't really need much of this. I just want a place to stay.
I look at Levi, and then I say, I think we should still give him some if he wants some.
I mean, I said it before. It's the four of us. Because he's apprehensive, but he might be right. We can't be trusting everybody. I hope we stay together, but I need that money too. I don't see a way we give him fair share for this little excursion. But something his way, maybe.
Okay. That's fine by me.
Okay. All right, we have 10, so 3, 3, 3, and 1.
Sounds just about fair.
Okay. Turn around, open the door.
Open the door, step inside to see a host table with a warforged behind it, looking out. Greetings, and welcome to Chain Restaurant. How many will we be seating tonight?
I can't even see it, but I'm like, we're with my way, if he's here.
Yes, the cactus man, right over there. And this arm kind of like comes up and points out.
Thank you. Start walking.
Start walking over. Rook, you see your party approaching.
I like look and like make eye contact and then kind of like look back at the table.
Are you done here, Rook? I think we're ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go. And I get up. I start walking.
Get up and start walking.
I want to flick one gold to the Warforge for the meal and kind of wait for change.
Warforge picks it up, grabs it, looks towards you. This is for the Cactus Man's meal.
Yes, it is. He's Bardivar, our Bardi.
Understood. It has been comped by the host. The meal is free.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Please make the my way aware so that he may have fond memories of his time at chain restaurant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel like it was on our way out, so kind of...
Yeah.
Rook, that man said the meal was comped.
What does that mean?
It was gifted to you. I don't really know why.
Oh.
They were...
That's nice.
They were happy to have you there, I guess.
The meatloaf was kind of dry, but it was good, I guess.
The price was right. Here you go. And I flick the gold right at him.
What is this?
I don't know. Money for a room tonight, or a meal tomorrow, or whatever you do with it.
I have money.
Well, would you like another piece of gold?
I guess. Is this gift too? A comp?
It's a gift, but I wouldn't call it a comp. A gift.
Okay.
For sticking with us. And I kind of look at Levi and Cree.
Yeah, yeah. Seems like you're good at making friends.
I guess I am, yeah. So, what now? Did you guys finish your business?
I kind of like look off into the distance.
Yeah, we're all right. We don't gotta talk about any of that though. We gotta head back to camp anyway for tomorrow. Getting those badges and all.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What are we waiting for? Get our badges.
Head out.
Back into the cold, dark streets of the Dock Ward. Where do you guys head?
How far is that back to the Adventurers Guild from here?
Probably like, say, 30, 45 minute walk.
Yeah, start heading that way.
Start making your way there. Walking through the streets, it is quiet, but you do pass by the errant worker or just general person, drunk, stumbling, bumping into the walls.
Do we pass the general direction of where we dropped off this terrorism?
You would not. You would not be passing by the drop-off point for the terrorism. You would actually be going in the opposite direction.
Okay.
But walking through the streets, you guys eventually do make it there, and the moon is high in the sky. It's about a half moon at this point, kind of casting this errant shades of light that ricochet off the cobbled streets. But you do eventually reach the familiar guild hall for the Adventurers Guild of King Cadine. Stained glass windows that are reflecting the moon's light. Doesn't seem like there's a lot of movement within. You guys are out front.
Do I hear Khaldun?
That is.
I stop and listen.
Roll perception.
Twelve.
You do not hear the high-pitched, shrill voice of Khaldun the Halfling.
We're clear. I walk in.
Stepping in, the guild hall itself is pretty sparse. Only a few people are actually seated at what looks like the bar at the back. The counter that has the clerk behind it is not manned, but the hallway off to the left that leads to Brewster's office is closed, but still there. You see maybe three people sitting at the bar, no one who you recognize. You also do not see Joshua here.
Dogs is gone.
You do not see Dogs, no.
Are there quests on the quest board?
There are, yes. You see some that are scattered around. And approaching it, stepping up, you can see it now, and this is the first time you're really getting a good look at it. It's a mosaic. Think about like a kindergartner classroom with like all the fucking construction paper, handprint, finger paints just scattered about. Some of them are cockeyed, some of them are, you know, falling off at the edges, some of them look like they're posted on top of other ones. And there's dozens, dozens on dozens. Each one that you see is marked as what seems to be the ranking necessary in order to accept this quest, this contract. The vast majority of them are between C and B, some that are A. If you just glance through it, it's, you know, a lot of protection stuff, a lot of, you know, items that are necessary, a lot of monster elimination, stuff like that. But you do see a couple that are, you know, listed as D. Some of them additionally are marked in red ink that read contracted, as if they're still posted here, but perhaps currently under contract by some other member of the guild.
Hmm. If we have time, I'd like to take a look at these just to, you know.
Yeah, I wanna read all the D and C mm-hmm. ones that yeah. aren't contracted first. I mean, I'll read all of them, but.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, taking some time to go through here, like I said, the vast majority of them are B and C. More B than C, I would say, but for the most part, you see a couple. There's one that does catch your eye, because the ones that you're looking at, I would say probably about 75% of them do say contracted, and with keen mind, that seems to track with a conversation that you had with Brewster earlier, where when you guys were originally given this quest to retrieve the eggs, he said work has been kind of light lately. The one that does catch your eye does look like a contract of somebody looking for a caravan guard. They're looking to contract between 4 to 5 Adventurers Guild members to protect their caravan on a journey west of Kincaid Dean.
Does it say, like, the organization, or...?
It says Independent Merchant.
And it just says, go west? Like, it doesn't say a destination or duration?
No, it does not have a destination. It does not have a contracting party. It doesn't seem like it has a lot of details. If you were to look into it, you would imagine that you would probably have to talk to Brewster a little bit.
Are these supposed to have prices on them, or no?
No, these do not have prices on them.
Or, I don't know what the right word is for it.
Bounty?
Bounty,
price,
yeah.
You know.
Out of curiosity, I know I'm skipping ahead here, but...
Sure.
What's the highest ranked one we see on this board?
You see what looks like an A-plus requirement quest for slaying a rogue orcish clan from top to bottom, including the head of this rogue orcish clan. It takes place west of Kincaid Dean in a region known as the Grand Urg.
Say how many people.
Dude.
Looks like they're looking for between 1 to 3.
Holy shit.
So a fourth is just like, I'm not qualified. It's like...
There is another one there that looks like it is an A-level quest, which is looking for proof of cultist activity in this same region, the Grand Urg, for a cult following a god referred to as Karnan.
Do I know the god Karnan, or does anyone? I don't know.
You can roll for religion. Go ahead. You've not heard of it, no. That would likely track with the fact that it's referred to as a cult and not a religion.
Okay.
The more time you spend looking over these, it appears as though some of them have a lot of details. Naming the contractor, naming exactly what they're looking for, exactly where they're going, exactly what it is. Some of them just say, like, lost boot or some shit like that. You know, there's not a lot of stuff that's kind of expressly detailed in some of these postings, but some of them are particularly detailed, and some of them are, like, nicely structured and, like, well-written. Some of them just look like chicken scratch. And it's not like it's related to the less detailed quests are lower level and the more detailed quests are higher level. It seems to be fairly random. And perhaps this has to do with whoever is contracting with the Adventurers Guild. But there's no uniform structure. As if it is a bulletin board in a community center.
So the caravan doesn't have like a contact thing. This is something that we should talk to Brewster about.
I would say just based off of your interactions prior, it would probably be the best person to touch base with. Or you could ask around the Adventurers Guild. I mean, it's really up to you. You just think that that would probably make more sense. Because Brewster kind of outlined exactly what to do for the previous quest that you were on. So perhaps he would be able to give you more information on this one.
Okay.
Was our contract for Talverna, for the eggs, a particularly well-written and structured one?
You never physically saw the actual posting for it.
Not on, like, in his desk when we were in the office?
No, he just kind of explained it to you.
Okay.
Maybe in the morning we can come back and we can ask Brewster if we want to take this one. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it sounds like a good opportunity to travel a bit. We have the right party size.
Yeah, depends on the worth, the time.
Depends where we're going, I guess. We might have some good opportunities wherever this merchant is heading.
Yeah.
Rook?
Sounds easy enough to me.
Okay.
Has there been a place where we, like, usually make camp these past couple times we've been back to the guild?
The only other time that you have actually slept in Kincaidine was in...
Oh, Creehole.
Creehole.
Trying to go back to the crib. And that's like... Was that like 20 minutes from here?
Yeah, it's like a 20, 30 minute walk. Yep.
I walk up to the bar that those people were sitting at or wherever they were.
Yep. Yeah, you step up to the bar and you see a couple people, all human, including the bartender behind the bar. See as you step up, they look over.
Hop up on a stool and I say, excuse me, I'm Kree. My companions and I are very new to the Adventurers Guild. Do you have housing here? Can we sleep here for the night?
The bartender speaks up. We would prefer that you did not, but we also can't stop you from sleeping on a bench. To tell you the truth, I mean, there is a pretty nice tavern up the road that should have accommodations for you.
You know about how much?
I think it's fairly cheap. I think they charge about 5 silver a night. Per room,
okay.
That is.
Do you have the name of it?
I don't think it has a name, but it's owned by a woman named Zafara.
Zafara, okay. And it's just north?
Yeah, you just head right out, make a right, and walk up. It's maybe about 300 or so yards.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure thing.
Hop down. Scurry up. Convey the information to you guys. 300 yards north.
Sounds good to me. We have enough money to spare, finally.
That we do.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Start moving.
Making your way out. Following the directions, it's not difficult to see as it is the only building on this road, and it is a road, to be clear. It's not cobbled. That is lit up. There's a big window on the inside. There's a big window on the outside. You can see inside to see what looks like a lot of candlelight and a fairly, I don't want to say packed, but at least populated bar. Two bartenders are servicing what look like probably between 12 to 15 different patrons. And it seems pretty busy. The door's actually cracked open, like propped open with a rock. There's no signage that hangs or anything like that.
I hop in Rook's sack.
Pause.
I'll. Is the door propped? It's cracked open with the rock, or is it no, propped all the way?
Yeah, it's propped all the way open with a rock.
I'll kind of just walk in at a slow, normal speed to not alarm anyone.
Step in, enter the establishment in a normal fashion. Nobody really pays you any immediate mind. The two bartenders look like they're actively servicing. One of them actually stops for a second. It looks like he's cleaning glasses.
Yeah, I'll go up to the counter. Like, wherever he stops. You know.
Step back up, and he kind of looks over as he's wringing out a towel.
Hello. We are looking back at everyone. We're from the Adventurers Guild. We are new to the group. They just informed us that you guys provide rooms for a good rate. Is that you have any vacancies tonight?
Yeah, we got four open rooms, yep.
Four rooms.
Well, actually three. One of them's been reserved.
Okay. I think we just need two, right? We could fit is there two beds in every room?
No, it's just a
single rooms,
large bed.
I don't need a bed.
If it's a large bed.
It's a bed fit for a king.
Oh, well, he's not quite the size of a king. Oh, I put in Rook's satchel.
little head peeking out.
I think two rooms will suffice.
Two rooms? Yeah, it's going to be 5 silver for the night for each room, and we'll also give you a complimentary breakfast in the morning.
It's very nice. Hand him 1 gold.
Hand him a gold, and he takes it. What was your name?
My name is Honto.
Honto, gotcha. I just got to put it in the ledger. Appreciate it.
Of course.
If you want, you can go right up those stairs right there. I'm going to get your keys for you. If you got any bags you want to bring up there, and I'll meet you up there, okay?
Okay.
Gives you a nod and walks out from behind the back of the bar. Looks like he walks over to a door, opens the door, and steps inside. What do you guys do?
I'll follow first.
Following.
Yeah.
As Rook's walking, I just want to give the bar like a good look. Like, I don't know what's going on in here.
Roll investigation.
18.
One thing that's weird that you notice is you see somebody at the bar who you recognize as somebody you just kind of saw in passing in the Adventurers Guild. You would imagine that some of these people are members of the Adventurers Guild who either don't want to go to that bar or maybe staying here for the night. But you notice one, and then the more you look at some other people, you notice like another one, just people you've seen in just general passing, nobody who sticks out or anything like that, but that might be the vibe.
Okay. I don't say anything. Just take it in.
Gotcha. Bartender comes out of that room that he stepped in quickly, steps up to Honto, and he's got 2 keys in his hands. Sticks it out to you with the 2 keys in his hands. Says, if you go up those stairs, you just kind of go down 1 door off the left. It's going to be the 2 middle doors on the left, okay?
Okay. Thank you for your hospitality.
Enjoy it. Do you guys want some warm bucket of water? Anything?
I just look at the rest of the group.
For what?
If you found it fit to clean yourselves.
I clean myself a bit differently.
Kind of gives an awkward nod.
Fucking nasty.
He's just standing there. He's just looking at you. You guys walk away?
All right.
Walk away. Making your way up those stairs, you do see. Stepping up the stairs, it looks like there's a decent line of doors. On the left, there's 4 doors. On the right, it looks like there's about 6. He mentioned it was the 2 in the middle on the left. If you guys try the keys, they both fit. Open up into rooms that seem decently stocked. Not only is there a bed, what looks like a desk, and a chair, there's also what looks like a bowl of fruit in every room.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Looks like a couple bananas, apple or two, an orange. Clean sheets. The room itself looks fairly clean, and both the rooms have windows that look out onto the street. Or, I should say, road. What do you guys do?
Crack into a fucking orange.
Start busting down an orange.
Fucking right.
Yeah, I think Honto's like down in this whole bowl of fruit.
Busting.
Damn.
I go, Creed, you want a banana?
Get us.
Yeah.
Yo.
No, I'm okay. I don't eat fruit.
No. You're lost.
Aren't cacti fruit?
What? I'm not a fruit.
You're a fucking fruit.
I'm a plant, but I'm not a fruit.
You're a silly little fruit.
I'm not this fruit. This is medicine of the nature. This is good stuff.
Okay. Alright, fine, I'll try a banana.
Do one in orange instead. Oh wait, there's an apple in here too.
I'll take an apple.
It's okay. Here. I'm really excited, like, can't wait for your first try of fruit. You never had an apple before?
No, what?
Have you ever heard of a pineapple? From my personal favorite.
A pineapple? No. What is this? What is this?
It doesn't look or taste anything like what you're holding right now, but it's very good.
Yeah, as I take it, I pull it up to my snout, and I'm like... Like sniffing it, fucking cobalt snout.
Doesn't smell like much.
Take a bite. Take a bite of that shit.
Tastes like an apple. I don't know what that means for Cree, but it tastes like an apple, like a golden delicious, like not like the not the good stuff, not like a Fiji.
No, Honeycrisp is my favorite.
I fucking love Honeycrisp apples.
So good. Yeah, I don't really get it, to be honest with you. It's good, don't get me wrong, it's good, but I'd rather have meat.
You should have had the meatloaf at chain restaurant. It was okay.
Maybe I would have liked that. Maybe you're right.
You probably would have liked it more.
And I say, okay, clap my hands and hop off your... pouch, and I just fucking look at a corner of the room. It's like wood planks, right? Is it plank? Wood
yes.
Planks? Like, all right, I'll be staying here for the night. Just stretch out and just fucking lay back flat on the wood planks.
So am I to assume that that's the room split up, that it's going to be Rook and Cree and Levi and Honto?
Can I, do you do beds like this?
Yeah, why not?
I didn't know if you like never mind. Yeah, have a good night.
Okay.
Yeah. I head out.
Heading back out into your room.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that the either two of you do before bedding down?
I might just like kind of meditate for a little bit, but you know, I'm inside, so it's not like a...
Yeah.
Just a quick little routine, kind of.
Yeah, the breeze feels nice, though. If you tried a little bit, you kind of have the feeling that it's more habit than anything, and you're not able to actually reach the fully-fledged meditative stance that you're looking for. Anything else?
Levi keeps a good amount of room in this bed. Like, he's on the edge.
Are you guys sleeping in the same bed together? Hell yeah.
Oh,
there's one bed.
Yeah, but... Honto is definitely like in the bottom corner, like cat.
Yeah,
you know, like you have like 7/8 of the bed without even asking for it. You know,
Levi still puts his feet up. He's a southern boy, and this cat's been talking weird. he's not taking chances.
I'm just ripping up the fucking mattress.
Mama warned me about boys like
you. There is like 6 feet of space between us. You're taking up like 10%. I'm taking up 10%. Like the whole bed is open.
Sleep ass to ass. But yeah, I mean, it can't be understated how nice it is to actually sleep in a bed. You guys have been on the road for a decent amount of time. And if I haven't mentioned it yet, I would say with a fair amount of confidence that at least Levi I would probably put it out for the rest of you three, but at least Levi, you fucking stink. Sweat, gross, unwashed, just stink.
Ew.
You become nose blind to it, but I imagine the three of you as well. Yes, Honto, you clean yourself. Yes, you are a cactus. I'm not sure if you perspire. A kobold, you probably just are constantly in a state of stink. But regardless, my main overarching point in this is that some sort of civilized sleeping structure does feel very, very nice. Rook, you're tearing up the bed with your spikes.
I'm like tearing it up.
If you toss and turn, you kind of like hear like slight ripping sounds, and Kree, you also hear that in like the corner. Like you hear him like flip over to the other side of his body and just like this like ripping fabric sound.
Kree hears me go,
I guess this is why all the beds are made out of hay back at home.
And I'm like ripping it up and I'm like, fuck. I'm good though. It's all right.
But those of you who do try to find sleep, it finds you. You guys sleep fairly soundly through the night. You've not established any kind of wake-up call, so I would imagine at around first light, you would be coming to consciousness. Blinking hard, waking up to see a ceiling for the first time in a long time. What do you guys do?
I wake up and I say a prayer. Just want to fucking say a prayer, like just see that, like, please continue to guide me in the right direction, the direction that you have fated me to be in.
It's been strange lately. In your prayers, in trying to almost reforge a connection. But you do get the sense in your spiritualisms that you're inching closer. You can feel it in the way that you have felt prior, beginning to feel inklings of it that almost creep in. Your tattoos hurt.
Fuck yeah.
What does everyone else do?
Levi sits up in the... Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go.
Yeah, Levi sits up in the bed, like, back to the headboard, and he pulls out the journal, same with the new sketch in the map, and he starts to sketch what he remembers. He didn't see the gun yesterday, but what he remembers about what people told him about guns and the very few that he's seen.
Gotcha.
In anticipation.
Gotcha.
Starts really mapping out the schematics of it.
Yeah, and so for you, it would probably be both a typical flintlock pistol as well as a front-loaded, like, musket,
mm-hmm,
rifle style. Beginning those sketches. Rook, you awake to shreds of feathers stuck in your quills.
I'm just, like, picking them off. Do I need to prepare stuff or I can't yet?
You cannot yet. It is... technically not
full rest or whatever.
A full long rest. You guys are 2 days into your 7-day long rest.
Okay. I'm just like picking fucking feathers off of me. And I get out of the bar.
Okay. Make your way downstairs. You can see a bartender who is looking like he's serving food from a pot to a couple other patrons that are sitting at the bar.
I walk up. Do you have any pineapple?
Pineapple. Apple?
Pineapple. Different kind of apple. They look kind of like me.
Green?
No, they're like yellow, but they're prickly.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's okay. Do you have any meat?
Meat? Yeah, we got some stew that we're cooking up.
Can I have stew?
Yeah, absolutely. You're a member of a party staying here?
Yeah.
What's the name of your party?
Honto.
Honto. Okay, yeah, I can get you some. It's lamb stew.
Perfect.
Great, sure. He gives you a wooden bowl full of stew.
Okay. I go back up to the room.
Step back up to the room. Anybody else doing anything?
Getting up, stretching. Nothing much, though.
If Rook walks in with a... What did you walk in with?
Lamb stew.
I feel like Kree, like, smells that as you walk in. He's like, lamb stew.
Here you go.
It's got meat in it.
Oh, thank you.
Smells
anything
good
for you?
I'll get it later.
I eat the stew.
It's pretty good. Under-seasoned, but I would imagine that you're not accustomed to much seasoning to begin with. For the most part, if anyone else decides to partake in eating for the morning, you are offered a free complimentary bowl of lamb stew, which is given to you. Nothing in any of your dealings, you know, before checking out and leaving are amiss or odd. You don't pick up on anything that's strange. But essentially, for the sake of brevity, say you guys are all probably in and around the same spot, whether in the same room or all downstairs. It's up to you guys, but what do you guys want to do?
Were you going down to the bar? I guess we both go down to the bar. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Do I notice you doing your schematic?
Yeah. I'm not hiding it.
Okay. You interested in the firearms as well?
Oh, hell yeah. I reckon that's, I know we saw the board, but... And I'll take adventures as they come, but... Down by that dock seems like a surefire thing, rather than just headed west for some unknown amount of money.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, we really haven't heard the full scope of the mission yet, so I don't want to shoot anything down yet.
Yeah.
You seem to, and I kind of, like, not yank it from you, but I kind of just put my hand in and take the schematics from you. You seem to, know a good bit more than I do about this.
Yeah, just thoughts about it, the machine, and it's interesting. It's, something, if you had the right parts, you can work something up pretty close. Is that kind of what you saw yesterday? I have two sketches there, the pistol and the musket.
I think Honto would be looking at the pistol one. He's more interested in the smaller concealed thing. I really don't know anything about these. I've just heard that some monks use these, and they use them well, in tandem with their monk skills. I could only imagine the power one would wield.
That's what it is right there. It's not a... Because I've seen some bitches use these. It's... You know what they can do right off the bat. It's the power. Power to make a man shit his pants right in front of you without pulling the trigger.
That's precisely it. To not even pull the trigger, but just to hold the power. We'll get our hands on it.
Hell, I like the sound of that. Takes back the schematic.
Anything else before you guys check out?
I'd say if we're checking out, just instead of stew, I want to bring the bowl of fruit from the empty bowl down and just ask him to refill the bowl of fruit.
He kind of gives you a nod and comes back with an oddly less amount than was originally in the bowl. It's like two apples and a banana now. He kind of hands it back to you.
Fuck. Thank you.
It's like on Taco Tuesday where you get three tacos, rice and beans, and then you get another order and it's just two tacos on a plate. Yeah. You're like, fuck off. Yeah.
Damn. Don.
Why did it close? Why did it close?
I know.
Donnie Pop, dude. Donnie Pop,
Canes. Like, come on.
Anything else?
No. Let's go get our fucking badges.
Yeah. So, making your way out to the sunlight.
Is it hot during the day here?
Yes.
Okay.
less so than in the open desert, probably because of the structures that are here that actually aid in some wind that does hit. I wouldn't call it a breeze, but almost like when you open the oven.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it's fairly cold at night.
Yes. Yeah, fairly cold at night.
Mm-hmm.
But making your way out, the temperature right now is moderate. I would say hot, definitely, but not scorching. Where do you guys head?
Adventurers Guild? The Guild Hall?
Yeah.
Yep.
To the Guild Hall. Walking up the street eventually comes into view. The Adventurers Guild, much as you've seen it before. But it looks like there is more activity than expected as you cross past where you can see in through some of the stained glass windows there. Not able to make out figures, but shapes moving around. Seems pretty packed. What do you guys do?
Does it seem like there's any, you know, it's a lot of people, but is it like, is there, royal guard or like,
I would need,
or is it just people?
I would need a perception roll at disadvantage, just because, like I said, with the stained glass windows, it's kind of hard to make out exactly what's going on.
And, well, okay, but also like, there's stuff outside that we can, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you some stuff straight up.
13 plus 17.
I would say outside you don't notice anything strange or weird, but a lot of movement inside, and you do catch on, you know, certain movements, shades of red, indicative of the Royal Guard.
I relay that information to the party.
We did a terrorism.
You guys did a terrorism.
So you, oh, that's right, Rook. You didn't do anything.
That wasn't Rook that said that. But I guess he could. Did you say that? Like, I guess, yeah, I guess you relay it.
Yeah, then, I said it. I think I'm pretty positive that's the Royal Guard inside.
Rook... So, why is that a problem?
Hell, man, I mean, fuck. It shouldn't be a problem, but I mean, nobody saw us. No, nobody fucking saw us. I turned to Kree.
Well, perhaps
you were the watch. You were the watch.
Perhaps we want to go talk to our new associate about this.
The door opens from the Adventurers Guild, and out steps three royal guards who look over to you guys, give you a nod, and walk past.
So Rook doesn't know what happened.
When they walk past,
no.
They yeah. like... come towards us and then walk past.
Yep. Yeah.
When they get close to us, I want to kind of give them a nice smirk and a smile.
Yeah.
And a nod, you know.
Give you a nod, and one of them kind of like lifts up their metal cap a little bit and continues walking past.
Okay, are we going in?
Yeah, I guess so, right? Right. Yeah.
Are they looking for you guys?
Levi.
No.
Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. Well, good. I doubt it. We didn't do nothing.
I know you did something.
Nothing they'd be looking for. We're fine. Let's go get those badges, boys. Yeah.
I think someone did see us, though. I should say that.
Levi turns 180 as he was walking to the door confidently.
The one-handed man. Remember from the execution?
Yeah, but he wasn't in with them, right? He but wasn't real buddy.
He was captured by them, though. So, we haven't seen him since, have we?
Since 12 hours ago? No.
I think we just keep an eye out.
Come on.
That's.
Let's go. Enough talking. We can defend ourselves.
Walk inside.
Yeah.
Stepping in to see a scene in the Adventurers Guild that is very typical. Some people sitting at tables, some sitting at the bar, a line up towards the clerk. People with beasts and different monsters slung over their shoulder. You see this one guy holding what looks like a giant crab claw waiting in line. And you do see Joshua off to the left, who's sitting down. And he kind of looks up as you step in and kind of like gives a double take and gives you a nod. What do you guys do?
I think we want to find Brewster to get our IDs, right?
Yeah, head to the office.
So, heading off to the left, you see the door to that long hallway. Open it up. Make your way down to a door that reads Administration. It is closed. Quick, rapid knocks.
It's open.
Head in.
Open it up to see a stout, fat dwarf with a beard down to his ankles, who looks up.
Oh, Adventurers Guild members.
And he kind of like bounces up and down a little bit.
We had your badges all milled up. How do you feel? How do you feel?
Feel pretty good. We did it.
Motivated.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Here.
And he reaches down under his desk, pulls out 4 metal cards, and kind of fans them out and sticks them out towards you guys.
Grab them. Grab mine.
Yeah.
Take mine.
Grab them. So what you see is, and they're metal, but they're actually surprisingly light. They're carved to read each of your names. Honto, yours just reads Honto. Yours reads Leviticus Cain. Yours reads Rook. And yours reads Chrysalos. They are also marked as reading Adventurers Guild of Ticinia D- ranking member. A faint yellow glow kind of traces around the D. Brewster, after you guys take it, speaks up. He says,
Now that you are established and respected members of the Adventurers Guild, you can rely on us for certain benefits, the food, whenever you need it, we'll pay for your funeral if you die. Some of the cities and towns in the area, all across Ticinia, we have guild halls, just like this one, set up. You can come in, show them your card, get much of the same. The other thing, too, is I don't want to kind of understate it, but we're kind of a big deal. So if you ever run into any kind of trouble, if you get stuck somewhere, if you commit a crime, if you go to, court or anything like that, we'll help you out in that kind of case, too. You'd be surprised how often it happens where, oh, why'd you kill this guy? Oh, well, this guy, he was wanted in this different place, and, it's a whole thing. But we'll help you out of that, too. But the funeral's the big one, too, depending on, what you'd want done with your body. So, to kind of segue off of that, what do you want done with your body?
I suppose I really don't care what you do with my body. I think I will return to the place that I need to go.
Throw it in the trash. Got it.
Looks like he's taking a note.
My biggest request, I guess, is my possessions, and they go back to my home.
Gotcha. What about you?
Well, I never really thought about this before, but I guess if I die, just plant me in the place where the cactus flower blooms.
We will try to get as close as we can.
As long as I'm planted somewhere.
And, you?
You can place my body in the deepest abyss you can find. Please, the deeper, the
deepest
better.
Deepest abyss. Got it. All right.
What do if you pass?
Oh, the way at the bottom.
I'm just curious. What do you wish to happen to you?
Well, it's a bit complicated for me. See, I come from a different place. I come from Maithstone, up to the north, and I'm not welcome back there. So I have some friends that'll try to get my remains back there, but it's a tiered structure. If I can't get back there, then I want them to bury me here. If they can't find a spot, then pretty much like you, just throw me in the trash.
I mean, the trash was your decision. You could do whatever you want with me. If someone wanted to, I don't know. If they, whatever. Well, I'll be in the right place.
All right. So,
do you live here?
Not in the guild hall, no.
Okay.
He just kind of like smiles.
Yeah, okay. Thought I'd ask. There's not a lot of... unless you're living over in the city. You're here early.
Well, it's kind of my job. I take great pride in it. I know I might not look like much, but I was a prime adventurer.
And he kind of points over to an armor stand that has all the rusted armor that you've seen previously.
So for me to help the next generation of adventurers, it's important to me. And I know, yes, the Adventurers Guild now isn't what it used to be, but still, I think, at a heart, we're helping people out. People need help with things. And in your journey through here, you'll do some good things and you'll do some bad things. But usually, there's one good thing that sticks with you. Save people, help people, and that at its core is what I think the Adventurers Guild is all about. But it's the ramblings of an old man.
You got one? Your time? You were a hero?
It was the quest that got me sent into A+. Yeah, we saved a town. They were getting descended upon.
He just kind of like stares off.
He's undead. Crawling out of the ground. We lost some people then. But we saved people. And that's what matters to me. I don't know anything about yous. I don't know if you're good people or bad people. And I don't care. But hopefully with the Adventurers Guild, you might accidentally do some good. So what are your plans?
Can you tell us about the job posting for assisting the... It was a merchant traveling west in a caravan or a wagon of sorts?
Yeah, that one's gonna go quick, so if you're interested in it, I would jump in it. There's a merchant, his name's Hassan. He's looking for 4 or 5 people to help him guard his caravan. He's going from here to Fort Chasm. It's a 3-week journey west of here, into the Grand Erg. It's a dangerous place. It's a massive stretch of danger. Point A to point B. It's bandits and the Orcish clans and the Gnoll clans and sand spiders, rumors of oasis spirits. But it's been more dangerous recently, so this guy, he's an older fella, and he's done work with the Adventurers Guild before. Just wants some protection from point A to point B, but not back. It's a 3-week journey. He said he's going to pay 1 gold per day, with a little bit up front, open to negotiation. By the end of it, he'd basically be stuck at Fort Chasm.
Is there any
guild houses close to there? Or is this the closest guild location?
I forget Yuz's new to the area. Fort Chasm itself is also new to the area. It used to be an outpost for the Suninian royal family, monitor the going-ons in the Grand Erg, but it was overtaken by a orcish clan. But Suninian family decided it was better to just make peace with them, station a couple soldiers there, and let them run however they see fit. It's a trading outpost now, but it's not civilized. They have no laws there.
Back to his question. Is this still the closest guild hall?
From there? Yeah.
Shit. How long's he gonna wait on this before he needs to move?
He's heading out in 2 weeks. But if you claim it now, it's not going nowhere.
I think we take it.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of time to rest. I don't see why not.
Yeah, why not?
Well, you can check in with me. I'll keep in touch with Hassan, and wherever he ends up being, he's staying at there's a tavern nearby. It's right up the street, actually. Staying there for 2 weeks, and then he's heading out. He's looking for 4 to 5, so I wouldn't be surprised if a fifth one slips in there. But if you want it, it's yours. Do you want it?
I don't want to speak on behalf of everybody, but yes, I would like it.
Alright, there's penalties if you don't follow through, though.
Is there a rank under D-minus here?
yeah. He's getting kicked out of the guild.
Oh.
If you cancel within 3 days of when it's supposed to go down. So, we got a 3-day cancellation policy here.
Like I kicked off Airbnb for that.
72 hours.
Fucking Christ.
Does this orc clan ring a bell to the A mission that we read about earlier?
It is in the same area. The Grand Erg. Of which I don't think any of you have probably heard about before.
Does this... Brewster, does this clan... Is this the same clan that has the job posting to be put down and it's an A mission?
No. The politics of orcs is messy. Some of them are civilized, and you can talk to them, and they'll help you out, and you can trade with them. Some of them will cut your head off if you look at them. It's different clans. This one, the one that took over Fort Chasm, they're the Cracked Mesa clan. And they're fairly easy to get along with. Civilized, they speak common. There's a couple other ones that aren't so much so. There's the Boneforge clan, the Wartide clan. They'll kill you on sight. String you up. Eat you, probably. Hmm. That's what those ones are referring to.
I see. Okay. I say we do it, and if we change our mind, we have a 3-day cancellation policy.
Okay.
Yeah, I got no qualms with that.
So that's that.
That's that.
So you're all sticking together.
You.
I ain't seen nobody else out there worth breaking off for.
Well, I got you in our files here as interim adventuring guild party number 4. Would you like to carry that over? Or you got something else in mind?
I suppose you could drop the interim from the name, at a minimum.
I suppose so.
I say we hold it for now, and we sleep on it and think about it.
Well, let me know as soon as possible, because parties that stick together, sometimes word gets around. And sometimes the contracts come to you instead. There's a lot of famous parties that have existed in the history of the Adventurers Guild. People who have saved a lot of people, and people who have killed a lot of people. Infamy or fame.
Are you in one?
No. I'm an old man. My back hurts.
I just figured for an A-plus member to at least have been in one.
I was. Yeah. We was called the Grey Scavers.
Grey Scavers.
We were dwarves. All of us. Sent out a Maeve Stone.
I see.
But keep it in mind, I'll put down this reservation for you. 2 weeks, you can catch up with me. If I get any word that Asan has moved, I'll let you know. Let me be the first to welcome you to the Adventurers Guild. Congratulations.
Stick my hand out.
And he
shake it.
Reaches over and shakes your little paw.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Mr. Bubblegut.
Absolutely.
We will not disappoint you. I can assure you that.
I hope not.
I walk out.
Same.
Yeah.
Walking out. Back into the main guild hall. What do you guys want to do?
I want to go over to Joshua.
Go over to Joshy.
Yeah.
Walking over to Joshua.
Hi, Josh.
Who looks up as you approach. Hello, Hanto.
Joshua. I just slip in my card. Don't say anything.
Grabs it, and you can see him like smiling ear to ear. Looks at it, flips it over. It's a good step. It's a good step. And it's a good excuse to travel, too. And he hands it back to you.
That's exactly what I told the rest of my party. New opportunities, new experiences.
Exposure, yes.
Exactly. The mission that we decided to go with for our next...
I run over to the job board real quick and kind of yank it down.
Run
back to him. I hand it to him.
Mixed expression as he reads over it.
I do know this is a dangerous area, but it seems like a task that we can do, my party.
The Grand Erg is not to be trifled with. It's a dangerous, dangerous place.
So I've heard. I've come from dangerous places. I mean, we were told the salt flats were dangerous, and we still did it. I know the threats are probably greater, but we can't back down to a threat or a challenge just from word of mouth.
I suppose, but I have traveled the lands myself. The salt flats, they're a stone's throw from civilization. In the Grand Erg, things are different. People do not play by the same rules. There is no protection from the royal family. They give that out to a separate, lesser noble family that has no grasp over the land. The Avon family, they call them.
Joshua, you know I value your words. Much more so than many people, but you know where I came from. There were no laws, no order, just survival.
I do not worry about you, it is more so your party. You, I know, can handle yourself, but you must also handle for them.
It seems that way. I hope I'm not too naive in asking, but point right on the paper. It says up to 5 people.
I don't know what you're looking to get yourself into in the coming weeks, but an opportunity has presented itself.
He nods. I will keep it in mind. I was looking for something that could keep me here a little longer, but I wouldn't mind the travel. I'll consider it, and I know the region. In fact, and he kind of pats down the sides of his robes. I have a map of the region if you'd like it.
You would give that to me?
Yeah.
Oh, Joshua, you're a wonderful friend.
Pulls it out and kind of unrolls the sheet of parchment and hands it over to you.
Would you like me to make a copy, or do...
Well, if you can at least study it since you're going there and perhaps give it back at some point. But that's up to you.
I will make sure of it. I want to look at this for a good bit, and then he kind of sees I'm distracted by it, so
yeah.
Walk away, kind of.
Yep.
Thank you.
Hanto, your tiefling friend, he returned, looking for you again.
Did he talk to you?
He did.
What was his name?
He did not say, again. But he said he's leaving town. In a few days, he wants to speak to you. He's staying at a tavern in Saltside.
In Saltside?
Yes. It's called the Oasis Stump.
Oasis. Did he say anything else?
He said he wanted to speak to you urgently. He came by this morning at daybreak.
Do you know what those royal guardsmen were doing here earlier? We saw them walking out when we were coming in.
Asking questions about a bombing? Some explosion? Higher ranking member of the mage court was killed.
But it had nothing to do with this tiefling, right?
No, I do not believe so, no. They were more so asking if anyone had any information.
Sometimes I get very worried about these people that claim to know more about me than I know about myself.
He knew you by name. That is all I know. Knew you were Tabaxi.
I will sleep on this and meditate. And I will likely work up the courage to go see this man.
Joshua nods.
Thank you.
Yes, anytime.
Head back to everyone. I kind of want to... I want to relay everything he just said. Pretty verbatim, but in saying it, I want to really... Like, I'm really glancing past the fact that the Royal Guard was here to investigate a bombing. Like, that's just kind of like...
We weren't right there to hear that?
No.
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Okay. Then. He was talking privately.
Yeah. So I come over to you guys. I said... I say, like, Joshua potentially wants to... Potentially could join as a fifth, which could be very advantageous. He gave me this map, which I'll send to Levi if you want to make a copy of this. I would like to give it back to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Alex.
I mean, we got 2 weeks.
I mean, he may come with us, so...
Yeah.
But still, it would be beneficial to have our own map.
Seems like a competent fella. Somebody want to take a picture of the map for Alex?
I got it.
And he also said that the guards were here earlier to question about a bombing that occurred. But the most alarming to me was he mentioned this tiefling fellow that was looking for me again. He's staying in the Oasis Stump.
A bombing?
Yes.
I was gonna say Rook said that.
Yes, what about it, Cree? I kind of look at him like, what about, like, fuck, what the fuck you saying?
Nothing. I'm looking around. I'm just curious. This sounds like terrible news. Terrible, terrible news.
Bombing.
I have to go see this fellow before we leave.
Yeah. You said a tiefling. Yeah.
I need to see him. He knows who I am.
Yeah,
and
all right.
I do not know him.
Yes.
For all I know, well, no, it's not the man from the prophecy. Too many people know about me, and I don't know them.
I was standing over by the bar while he was having this conversation, and I just kind of give one to the bartender, hold up four fingers real quick.
Yeah, and he pours out four flagons of ale.
How's everybody looking right now?
Brooke's like literally like bombing. Bombing?
Honto is like he looks freaked out, but you know it's just not, he doesn't give a fuck about the bombing. he's like he looks on edge.
Yeah, Kree is on kind of on edge too, but I don't think he seems guilty necessarily, just more like, oh fuck, like this could bite us in the ass.
Yeah, well, I still think we got something to celebrate here. How about it, boys? To no longer in term. He shakes as he hands the three beers out.
Grab one. I look at it. And I sniff it. I don't want this. I don't want this. Here, I give it back to you. And then I look around. Was he? Did you guys? The barrel was a bomb?
I have no idea of knowing what was in that barrel. We simply dropped off a package. But this is the last time we will talk about this in this hall or around people of this organization, okay, Rook?
You guys put...
Rook.
I'm like looking around. I'm like a real paranoid. You guys better be careful.
We will be as careful as we possibly can be. Honto, I don't. I take a sip of my beer. I am okay. I think we should go see your tiefling friend.
It's generous to call him a friend.
That's weird.
We can go see him. I don't want to make all of you feel pressured into coming.
Would you like to go yourself?
Where did he say it was again? It's on here, right?
Yeah, it's the salt side. It's right there.
Oh, okay.
It's just above the dock ward.
Oh. It's, well, we could make our way back to the docks. He's staying in a place near there. We have something else to attend to in the area.
Yeah, maybe we can go back and maybe talk with our friend too. Our friend and his pumpkin.
I'll go to the chain restaurant. They gave me free food.
Maybe you could come with me.
Where? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know this tiefling?
No. He claims to know me.
Kinda,
maybe he will know you
scary.
Too.
He wouldn't know me.
It's a bit frightening, but Joshua assured me he was a friend. He said he was a friend.
You trust Joshua?
I trust Joshua, but I don't trust what the man told Joshua. We'll stay on our toes.
Okay, I'll back you up.
Yeah,
It's celebration, Rook. And try to push the beer towards you again.
No, I don't drink this stuff. I appreciate it, though. I don't like it.
Yeah, fair enough, buddy.
And what are we... I don't want it, that's all.
Fair enough.
So you guys making your way out? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Splitting up two by two?
No, I mean...
Well, we have 90% of the walk together.
Yeah, right?
But at the point where you can cross and make a left straight to Salt Side or over to the Dock Ward instead, would you guys be splitting up?
Yeah, and I guess I would say to them, if you are done with your business, come to the Oasis Stump. If we are done first, we will come back to the docks.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Question, okay. Are you guys actively avoiding paths that cross by the construction on the Royal Palace?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, takes you a little bit longer to kind of circumnavigate that and get around that, but eventually you do get to the crossroads, where you see a signage that does read, to the left, heading towards Salt Side, to the right, heading towards the Dock Ward. You guys go your separate ways?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Starting with Honto and Rook, first heading to Salt Side. You were told about this place, referred to it as the Oasis Stump. Making your way down the street, Salt Side itself is a residentially looking area, maybe a little commercial. Not so much in the Dock Ward where you see merchants selling fresh fish or anything like that, but still merchants set up, making your way down. You see a couple bars that you pass, you know, with different signage that reads over it. But it's not hard to see, kind of as you cross over one street, there is this simple wooden, shoddy-looking building. Seemingly looks like it's slapped together with, like, ship holes, just kind of pieced together. And there's signage that does read the Oasis Stump. It's not difficult to find, and it's not long into your walk into Saltside before you see this. However, what you notice outside of this building is a scene. Several guards wearing gold and red armor. They have a perimeter on the building. Basically, this building comes into the view that the second you cross into the street, you just see it right there on the corner. They appear to be talking to people outside on the street, right in front of this tavern.
Okay. Seeing this, I think, and now I don't know the exact layout of, like, the intersection or whatever, but I'm gonna try to maybe, you know, like, loop around a little bit and try to re-come at this scene from a perceived angle of, like, we're passing through, let's pass through the crowd and kind of here.
That's easy enough. So kind of making your way out and around, walking past, you get to a point where you can kind of cross in front of it towards, like, past the front door. So basically on, like, the backside of this crowd almost. But it looks natural as you walk past. But you do see the front door of this building. As you're kind of getting closer, roll perception for me.
Six.
Something murder. You hear as you continue walking past. Big glass window that's set up to look inside of this building. The door crashes open.
The front door.
And an older looking turtle stumbles out of the front door. And he's pointing towards you. And behind this turtle, there's a short halfling wearing this robe that's kind of dragging on the ground. He's wearing these huge glasses. The turtle that slams out this door, pointing towards you, goes, "That's him! That's the man that punched that tiefling to death." Welcome to level 2, and that's where we're going to pick up next session.
Let's go.
God damn, you out here punching tieflings to death?
I
Thank you for listening to this installment of Shadow of the Seven, a Nasty Table production.